You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I am Steve Dotto and I am so glad you are joining us today because it's the best day of the month, isn't it, Art? What is today?
Today is App Thursday.
It's App Thursday, the best day on DottoTech all month long.
Formerly known as App Wednesday.
We should just make App Thursday every show and then every once in a while do an interview.
I'm pretty much out of apps.
Are you?
No, I've got some great ones this month, but it's getting more and more difficult.
Much. Well, we would have to come up with some different criteria, and I don't think that they... Yeah, I think that would be kind of cheating, but I enjoy App Thursday the most. I think it's because I have to work the least hard.
That's true.
It could well be.
Which is not difficult.
This month, it's important. What a crazy month for me. I don't know if you can tell, my voice is a little strained. I'm a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
But my show, a funny thing happened on the way the form is... on at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock.
Give me the dates. What
it opens Friday tomorrow, okay. And it runs for 3 weeks.
Wow, I can make it. I'll make it. I promise.
You should make it. I'm playing Pseudolus, and you know I've wanted to do this role since I was maybe in my early 20s. The first time I saw this show, I thought, I want to do that part. And so I've wanted to do this role for over 30 years. But finally getting to do it, I realized that I wish I'd gotten to do this role 10 years ago because I'm too old to do this role. Because I fling around myself around the stage. Like, guys pick me up. I'm falling down on the
guys,
ground.
Hold on. Guys pick you up?
Yes, I'm actually carried around on the stage at one point. It's quite humorous.
Is that like special effects or is that...
No. And they didn't even have to get any hydraulics or anything. These guys are just young and strong and stupid.
Wow.
But what you don't realize is the person being carried, it's not a walk in the roses for the carryee as opposed to the carriers, because their hands hurt. Like, they're grabbing me in places and squeeze, and I'm sore all the time and everywhere.
Wow.
As well as I'm exhausted. I'm completely exhausted. But I'm loving doing the show.
And you're rocking a new do.
I'm rocking the slave do because I'm a slave. I'm trying to win my freedom. And so I've got this short haircut for the slave. And I'm
looks
looking a little
you.
Scruffy.
Looks good on you.
Thank you. Do you think so?
I'm not joking. I think
Shannon hates it with a passion. And her daughter looked at me when she came home and saw me, and her eyes went, OMG, what happened to you? It was shocking.
You didn't prepare them for the hair change?
I didn't tell anybody. I just went and did it. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I didn't think anybody would care. I'm always surprised when people get on an entirely different front. If you don't want to come to the theater and see me perform, which I can understand some people not wanting to, if you're interested in my technological expertise, on Monday I am doing the Vancouver Internet Mastermind Group. You can find it on...
That sounds like a very sexy group.
It's talking about online. I'm going to be talking about getting to 1,000 YouTube followers. And I'm very excited because this is the first month in our last 30 days where we've topped 100,000 views in our YouTube channel.
Well done.
I'm very proud of that. Very proud of that. Yeah, so if you check out the meetup groups, you just go into Meetup and look for Vancouver Internet Mastermind Group. I'm speaking on Monday the 17th. It's Matt Astafan's group. So there's going to be a whole whack of people there. I'm going to be talking about building a YouTube channel. It'll be fascinating. And I promise not to sing there, but I will be singing in the musical.
So you would like to keep those two separate?
Completely separate.
It's like I'm
two different people. It's like
schizophrenic.
I have to keep both sides separate because I don't think either side appreciates what the other side does.
But that's unfortunate.
I know you appreciate me. And we appreciate our crack team here for App Thursday. Oh, so excited. Making his second return engagement, Sean Kennedy. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Did you find last month being on App Thursday generated fame and fortune for you?
Oh, I think it was a very good experience. I got some new followers, got some new emails from clients coming out of it. It was all good, so I'm looking forward to doing this all over again.
You got some credibility. Yeah,
I think the newfound fame is working in my favor, so this might have to be a regular occurrence, I think.
Yeah, well, it's good. Well, I'll decide that.
Don't let it get to your head.
Next is Isaac Kendall. Sir Isaac, how are you doing, sir?
Very good, Steve. Very good.
Yes.
Excited to be back in the studio.
You're excited? You are?
Yes, absolutely.
You can tell by his voice.
Is he loud enough, Art? Because I can barely hear him here. Is he good? Okay, good.
This is my excited face.
Okay, that's your excited face. And in the John Beeler seat is not John Beeler. It's Ms. Rebecca Bowl at Ms. 604. How are you doing, Rebecca?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yes. And how does it feel to sit in John Beeler's seat?
It's a little warm. I feel like a champion already.
It's still warm from last month.
Yes.
Well, what John has he done to that chair?
Last month, John did not win, did he? No.
No.
Who won?
We tied.
No.
Actually, no, we tied.
Mike. It was a tie.
I won half.
Oh, and Mike Vardy was our guest, and he won half, and you won half.
I don't remember getting my prize yet, though.
Oh, really?
Really.
Oh, I'll have to check on our good friends who supply prizes.
No rush.
Rome Mobility provides prizes to the winning app. So, we might as well just jump into it. I think we should just jump into it. And I'm going to go with Isaac first because I'm whimsical.
Thanks, Steve. Isaac. Okay, so my first app this month is inspired by an amazing YouTube video I saw recently on two-factor authentication.
Two-factor authentication.
Using the Google Authenticator app.
Mm.
I talked about it several months ago, but I was re-inspired by your
Now,
your
Isaac
YouTube
is
video.
Showing excellent... Excellent app Thursday form here by sucking up majorly to the host. Because I did a video a couple of weeks ago on two-factor authentication, and I posted it on Isaac's page, and I told him that it was dedicated to him because he's so excited about it. But he's the one that kind of got me onto it. So
well, the two-factor authentication, it as you greatly explained in your video, it's provides two levels of security for your accounts. I use it for my Dropbox account, my Evernote account, Facebook, Google, Microsoft Live account, as well as LastPass. So it's an app that runs on the phone that where the six-digit code changes every 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that piece of information in addition to your regular login for your account.
Your username and password.
Now, I'm going to add a little tip along with this. When I first started using this app way back when, I found it to be quite cumbersome for a nerdy guy like me. He changes his phone a lot. Because you have to go back into the Google account and
yes,
disable
you have to reauthorize
it. You don't actually have to with Isaac's tip of the day here.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I first set it up, I make a screenshot of that JPEG of the QR code. And I save it in my My Documents folder on my PC or Mac. And you just rescan those with your new phone.
Which sets the same credentials.
Exact same credentials.
Now, just to back up a little bit, in case anybody listening is wondering and their eyes are rolling back in their heads about two-factor authentication, what it is with all of the sites being hacked and stuff, I don't think that nobody's passwords and user IDs are as safe as we might think. So what two-factor authentication does is it means that not only do you need that username and password that you have, but you also need something that's with you all the time in order to log in, which is your phone. And
absolutely.
By getting that, and every time you log in, even if you have automatically logged in, you have to go to your phone, you have to type in that code. So it does add an extra step in the logon process. But for most sites, you can set it up to only require the two-factor authentication once a month.
Which, right.
But it also means that anybody that steals, if any sites are compromised and your username and password is compromised, they can't get into your account unless they have that code.
Right, exactly.
So you're still secure.
You know, I could put my password on Twitter. Well, I wouldn't put on my Twitter because I've only got 5,000 followers. I could put on Rebecca's 50,000 Twitter follower account, my Google password, and nobody's can get into the account because they don't have that six-digit code.
Although I just published the screenshot of your QR code, so they actually can. I'm just kidding. Good stuff. Google Authenticator is the app which creates and generates code. And it's not just for Google. Other companies, other services like Facebook and Dropbox are respecting that authentication. They're allowing you to use Google Authenticator.
Right. And it's cross-platform on BlackBerry, Windows Phone, iOS, and Android.
And iOS, which is Isaac's new favorite operating system because he bought one for his wife finally.
Don't remind me.
Yes, indeed. Art Factora, what do you have for us?
All right, I'm going to start with a bang. I saw this app on Facebook, where I find some cool apps, a lot of games that don't that aren't that interesting, but this one was pretty awesome, and I tried it out this afternoon. It's called Medio, M-E-D-E-O. And what Medio does is that it gives you control over your healthcare. What it is it's essentially FaceTime/Skype with doctors. And it actually will connect your doctor with it. So if you're elderly, or if you don't feel like going into a walk-in clinic, or you just need a second opinion other than just going to WebMD and thinking that you've got something horribly wrong, you can now video chat with an available doctor, and it's real.
BC?
Yeah.
How's it paid for?
It just launched.
CareCard.
It's a private company.
So your CareCard number will cover the cost. So if you got the flu and you don't want to go to the clinic and wait in the flu and infect a bunch of people, and you just need
to check
to see whether or not you need antibiotics.
Yeah, you log on, you wait in the queue, and the next available video doctor will
be. And that's a BC thing.
It is a BC thing.
And covered by BC Medical.
Uh-huh. I checked it out. I actually chatted with a lady and asked, who does it?
And you could even show them, if you've got like a thing, you could even like show them the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I know. And
right,
also,
Factora,
I know.
Shut up. We might as well just close the show right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Every month,
you keep on going, and you never let me win.
It's all downhill from here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
And it's great for also if you need a prescription refilled or just basic ones that, it's just such a hassle. You don't want to, and I've been going to the walk-in clinic for no other reason than it's been time.
It's the only place people talk to you, too.
Well,
you go
too.
There to visit.
Because I'm lonely.
So, okay, Art, Medio is the app.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an assignment for you. Okay. I want you to book somebody from that to talk to us about it on the show next week or the week after.
Okay.
I want to do a story on the show. That's a great idea.
Okay.
We've been waiting for it for so long. There's so many. Actually, it'd be great to find out how they finally managed to do it, because there are so many things that get in the way of the legality of them allowing to do this. I'd love to find out how they got it through, because the pharmacists have been trying to do this forever, trying to figure out a way to allow them to do dispensary by mail and by consultation over online. But they haven't been able to break through on that. So it'd be really interesting to see how this came about.
Wouldn't that be horrible if your interview actually crumbled this whole idea because you found a loophole?
Yeah, that's right. Dotto brings a great new medical service to its needs. I don't think that many people listen.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't think the government cares what I say. In fact, I'm sure with some of the things I've said to them that they don't care what I say.
I will get on that. Okay. Medio.
Medio.
M-E-D-E-O.
This month's a strong contender. Sean.
How do you follow up with that? All right, so I've got a new app for productivity that was just relaunched, and there's actually been a bit of blog activity about it on Wired and Fast Company and a bunch of other ones called Peak Calendar.
Yes.
And it's a new calendar app that's actually been completely redesigned the way that you use a calendar, and what they're calling is the calendar humanized. And I downloaded it.
Is it P-E-E-K or P-E-A-K?
P-E-E-K calendar.
Okay.
And it's only for iOS, though, so it's only for the iPhone users. I'm sorry, Isaac.
It's okay. His wife uses one now.
Yeah,
feel free to ignore 80% of the smartphones out there.
In China. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, so the app is $199, though. It does have a cost to it, so it's not free. But I downloaded it, started playing with it, and it's a great app because it's just so easy to see your notifications, see your activities and events that are coming up. It's really quick and easy just with gestures to slide through to set times for events and everything. It's just... The calendar is nothing that you can really reinvent the wheel, but the way that they've done it, the usability of it has been reinvented.
How easy is it to put in new appointments? Mm-hmm. Number one, is it easy?
Oh, yeah, it's incredibly easy.
And number two is, does it sync with Google Calendar and other calendars?
Yes, so it does work with all the calendars. So you got your Outlook, your Apple, your Gmail, all the different types of calendars that are out there. You're completely synced across. So I use Fantastical on my Mac.
Yes.
And I'll use that to manage all my appointments and whatnot. And then when I'm out on the go, I used to use Fantastical on my phone, but now I've been trying to use this, and I actually quite like it. It's a really nice interface.
I'm going to check it out because I use Google Calendar as my main calendar. And the Google Calendar on the iPhone is not great for doing appointments and stuff.
No.
It's not nicely integrated. And so I've been trying. They've been telling me this new tool, Canary, is a good calendar. So I use Canary.
Okay.
And till today when I decided Canary will no longer be there, because I have a dentist appointment tomorrow morning that I missed. I can remember putting it into the calendar at the dentist's office, yet I looked on my calendar today and it wasn't there, and it's for tomorrow morning and I can't go because I have another appointment. So I recognize the fact that, the integration is crucial, but also easily entered appointments that you know.
Yeah.
So it's called...
It's Peak Calendar.
Peak Calendar.
P-E-E-K.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. Okay, Peak Calendar for iOS only. Mm-hmm. Ms. Bowitt.
Hi, I don't know how I can follow all those.
Beeler would just kind of snarl derisively and then come up with the photo app. That's awesome.
Yeah, and say boom about something. Yeah. Mine's kind of on the health note. Unfortunately, my father-in-law suffered a stroke last month.
Yes. How's he doing?
He's on the mend.
Good.
So, yeah, but we ran off. John, my husband, is from the Midwest, so did a quick trip out there. And they have a really big family across North America, and they started updating on this app called Caring Bridge.
Okay.
Caring Bridge is the app, and it's also caringbridge.org. They have a website. And it's a nonprofit, so it's a free app, and you can donate if you like. And it's just a really easy way to get updates about a medical event or a person. And there's a guest book and a journal. So every day I get a little push notification saying that the journal's been updated. I can go and see information. And it's so much better than having like a phone tree or email tree. Just
a bit more private than using Facebook and other things. Yeah.
A bit more private.
I saw one of these. A friend of ours, his mother has cancer, and there is, I think it might be even the same app. I'll have to check it out. But it's really nice because it's a nice private area when you don't have to couch what's going on. You don't have to kind of soft sell it. Mm-hmm. They can talk about the treatments that are going on. They can share photos and people can come and share well wishes and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and
well.
You can post during the critical time because he was in the ICU at first. We posted 4 to 5 updates a day just to let people know what was going on. And so they could sign up for it, get the notifications if they wanted to and see that. And now we get one maybe once a day. My mother-in-law will update something.
And within the app, can you set up your notifications to be pushed through to your text or SMS or to some other service for you?
Yep, you can set it up for notifications. Okay. And then you can also like things if you get some good news. A little heart button, you can like it. And then a guest book. John's family members will read the guest book out to his father like once a day or so.
Oh, nice.
It's really nice.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a solid contender.
Okay. Yeah, no, Caring Bridge.
No, Caring Bridge. It's you know, wow, we should have had a medical theme today. We should have gone on a medical and health theme, but we didn't. That is round one of this month's App Thursday. We're going to return with round two in just a few moments.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except
you're
maybe
listening
you.
To Dottotech.
Brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It's the most wonderfulest day of the month. It's App Thursday here on Dottotech, the show that thousands around the world just wait in anticipation for. Am I right, Mr. Factora?
When you say thousands, do you mean like
I mean like more than
thousands?
A dozen. More than a dozen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like all of our family members.
Like if you added the people who knew the people, like could potentially listen, then yeah, absolutely thousands.
Yeah, lots of people.
Like when the Facebook says that.
Yeah, we got Sean Kennedy, we got Isaac Kendall, we have Rebecca Bullwitt and Art Factora. And still missing in action is David Hathaway, the champion from last year. David promises that he might try and make it back next week. But he's kind of, next month, he's kind of doing a rock star thing. He's touring and just kind of gathering all the fame from winning App of the Year. And I'm not too sure where John Beeler is today, but he has important things. He's an author now, as is Ms. Bullwitt. He's an author. He's publishing his first book on 3D printing, and he's
probably stalking Hathaway to see what apps.
Well, he's got his nose in the air. I think he might have risen to a different social strata than the rest of us. Oh well, I'll have to learn to deal with that. Isaac, your first effort was Google Authenticator. Number two from you, sir.
My next one is TeamViewer.
TeamViewer.
I've been a long-time subscriber to Log Me In.
Yes.
I'm the in-house family go-to guy for computer stuff, so I've got the app on my mother-in-law's computer, my mom's computer, my sister's computer, all the computers out there.
So for people that don't know, Log Me In is remote access to computers where you can log in to another person's computer with your computer, use it as though you were there, and it's a great way, especially for Windows users, to troubleshoot other Windows users' computers.
Well, it's been fantastic for the dozen or so years I've been using it, but they sent out a note last month saying this has been great. But it's not free anymore, and pay or get off.
I always thought it was pay. I didn't realize it had a free service.
Yes, Log Me In Free has been my go-to. So,
oh, Ignition, their higher-end services.
Well, and then so I had the Log Me In Ignition app on my iPad and my Android tablet. It's $30.
Yeah.
And allowed me to remote into people's PCs.
That was what you paid for, so you didn't actually pay for X. So it's going to become a SaaS? software as a service.
Yeah, they're going to charge you
a monthly subscription
for $50 a year per computer.
$450?
No, $50 per computer per year.
Well, that seems excessive.
It does. So TeamViewer is free, and their mobile app is free.
So you're
and I'm a big fan of
you're
free.
Changing teams.
You betcha.
Okay.
That's
so
how I
log
do it.
Me. So TeamViewer will allow you to log on remotely from your tablet or PC to another person's computer.
Yes.
With Windows or Mac, or just
yes.
Windows?
Windows, Mac, or Linux.
Okay.
There aren't a lot of Linux people out there. They need like remote
yeah.
support, though.
By and large, yeah. Yeah, you don't give grandma a Linux box. I got to log on to grandma's Apache server and see if I can fix things up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So TeamViewer is free. Now, what's
free.
That concerns me. See, I always look suspiciously at anybody that's willing to give it away for free when somebody else is charging. How are they going to make money?
Well, they do have paid for free service.
What's the upgrade? What's the upgrade service?
I have not looked into it because I'm just happy with free.
Okay. But you don't know. But no. So you're going to use free for as long as you can. So
absolutely.
So this is a shot across Logmein's bow. Isaac Kendall is leaping over to TeamViewer because you're going to, well, $50 per year per computer is
a lot.
Well, in a family environment, it is. Yeah. You know, in a professional environment, would be fair.
Sure.
But not when you've got,
if my mother-in-law feels it's worth me fixing her computer, then if she wants to pay $50 per year, she can.
Especially if you think about, like, in a typical family situation, you might have four computers
that
you
want to get into.
You have nine, yeah. Yeah, that would be $450. Significant. All right, TeamViewer, Mr. Factora.
I really don't care because I think I've already won, so all my apps, I'm just sort of throwing out the leftovers that I had from months ago. And my next app, I think this one's great. It's called Next Issue. And I think if you've watched any Rogers channels like Sportsnet and so forth, you've probably seen a commercial for it. What it is, it's essentially, it. We've always talked that iPads were great readers. What it is that it's an app, a paid subscription for magazines. And it's amazing because for a mere $10 a month, you have access to 121 magazines, and you can also share it with other people. So for $10, you have, and these aren't just magazines that no one's ever read before. And you can secretly now peruse through, for guys, you can peruse through Cosmo and Redbook and Glamour. Because you're too embarrassed to do it at London Drugs. You can now do it in the privacy of your own home.
Are you too embarrassed to look at Cosmo?
I think some guys should be. I think Isaac's giving me the look. He does it, but he doesn't want anyone to know.
Oh, no. I got no issues. Okay. Do you have any issues, Sean?
No, but I'm just looking at the site here. Is this available in Canada?
Yeah, I have it in Canada. I think in Canada it's working for a special group. I can't tell you how I got it, but I do have it.
Because I'm just looking at the site here, and it's saying, we noticed you're outside of the U.S. It's only available within the U.S.
Much like Dark Sky, this should be disqualified.
I think no. I think it's because...
if one app gets disqualified, they all get disqualified.
The Wi-Fi we're using right now goes through. That's the problem. So Time Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, it's all the major brands you see at the magazine rack.
Not to shoot it down too much, but last week we did have Press Reader on the show, which gives you access to thousands of magazines and newspapers. And if people drop by the Dollar Tech website, they can enter to win a one-year subscription to Press Reader. Mind you, it does cost substantially more. It's about $49 a month. But it gives you all the magazines and all the news. Well, a lot more magazines and newspapers. So, not that your app is bad, but it doesn't sound like it's easily available in Canada, and it's kind of competing with something that's going on in Dotto Tech right now. Well played, Mr. Factora.
Uh-oh.
Do
you remember that time?
I'm going to give some thought as to whether or not that should be disqualified, like, and with it, everything that you've presented
10
today.
Minutes ago when I discovered Medio, because
I don't remember that.
That was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. Sean.
All right, next one I'm going to do is it's a new app called Scribe. And what it is an Apple app for your iPhone and Mac computer. And what it does is it allows you to copy anything, whether it be a URL, a text, an image, or whatnot, and automatically send it to your iPhone. So say, for example, coming out to appointments, I generally do a search on my computer, copy the address, hit Control-Shift-X, and it copies it into a little clipboard type viewer on my phone, and that way I can quickly copy it from that and put it into my Google Maps or whatnot.
And so you don't have to send yourself an email anymore.
I don't have to send myself emails. I can copy quotes that I'm browsing on the web so that if I want to have things ready to go when I'm out and about. It's a great little tool, and it's what's the price on it here? It is currently $2.99.
Okay.
And it's the URL is usescribe.com.
I like that idea because I'm always sending an email to myself with an address. So they've got to open my email, and then I got to get with the address and stuff. Typically, I email myself addresses.
Yeah, addresses
and affirmations. You're good. You're nice. People like you. I do that too. It's a good thing to do.
How's that working out for you?
Not well.
Okay.
But thank you. But you should be ashamed that I need to do it. It should be coming from my peers.
Well, the fact that you need to do it means I'm doing my job right. Sorry.
Just doesn't get it.
Continue.
Never will be a team player. Okay. Okay, Scribe. I like that idea. That's a cute little app.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's very effective. It's a need that I didn't know I had.
And is it only iOS?
It's only iOS at the moment.
Yes. Once again, Isaac shudders. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't like the idea, Isaac.
Wait for my next app.
Okay. Oh, wait for your next app. Oh, okay. Rebecca.
Mine is for the ladies out there. Ladies or anyone who doesn't feel safe walking home at night. It's called Be Safe.
Because I thought you were going in another direction with that. Because I've done those apps. I actually have reviews on my site of some of those apps.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Menstruation apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got all of them.
Oh, good.
Nobody's ever had the courage to bring one up.
Screeching halt.
Do you have any idea how many there are?
Women? About 50% of the world.
No. How many apps that track your menstrual cycle there are?
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's dozens. Good.
And how many do we need?
Dozens.
You just need one. I can tell you which one's the best one anyway.
Do you use Period Plus?
No, P-Tracker.
Oh, okay. I don't know P-Tracker. I'm a Period Plus guy.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah. Good. Moving on.
So this one's called Be Safe. And
I'm not anymore.
It's you log into it. So a friend of mine... I found that this was useful. A friend of mine was walking her dog before the sun rose, and she saw a suspicious van, and she got kind of freaked out. So since then, she's gone and bought a personal alarm, and she's bought pepper spray and all of that. But this Be Safe app, you can add guardians. So you turn it on when you leave the house or when you're walking home from work or from the SkyTrain station or something, and you can add guardians so I can say, alert my mom, my sister, and my friend that I'm currently walking home, and they'll be able to track me and walk me home, and it'll alert when I arrive at my home destination.
So it turns on your GPS.
Yeah.
And just for the people.
Just for your guardians, yeah.
That is
And
cool.
then if you come.
That is cool.
If there's an emergency situation, there's a button that says alert guardians, so I can keep it in my pocket. Someone comes up, starts freaking me out, I can hit the button.
And then
they
would be the ones to contact emergency services?
Yep, they can do that. And then there's also a siren, so I can just hit the button and a super loud noise will go off if someone approaches me that I get kind of scared about. On my phone, yeah. So as long as you have your phone with you, you can use it as a personal alarm security device, but then you can also, instead of texting, my mom always says, oh, text me when you get home, when I'm walking home in the dark from somewhere. She wouldn't need to have to do that. She can just check the app.
Yeah,
I can start it
home.
And end it. And
there's like as you cross the threshold.
Yep.
That's very cool. The one caveat I would point out is typically if you're coming home late at night, with the way that my phone and your phone uses juice, I'm wondering how much battery life is left to turn on the GPS for that walk home.
Yep.
That's a concern, making sure you have a reasonably charged phone. But that is a cool app. Mm-hmm. I would say that based on the fact that there's a questionable validity to the entire mix, that it's a contender.
Great.
It's a solid contender. Very, very good. Art, the game is afoot.
In your opinion, sure.
My opinion is the only one that counts.
Not anymore. Remember, we all vote for each other's.
Yeah.
So maybe hers doesn't even make it into the top.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Okay.
We will see. But don't forget, I've often overridden that. And that brings us to the halfway point. We're at the halfway mark of this month's App Thursday. I'm Steve Dotto. We'll be right back.
DottoTech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Do you have a comment or question for DottoTech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. DottoTech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
We are doing App Thursday here, the day before Valentine's Day, and I am somewhat shocked to notice that so far we have half of the apps are in for consideration, and there isn't a single romantic type app that has been delivered. I can tell that everybody here is either in a very stable relationship or never will be.
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B.
A little bit. Okay, Isaac, what do you got up next?
My next app is something I'm greatly in love with, if that helps the Valentine's theme. Google Chrome browser.
The Chrome browser. You're using the Chrome browser as an app?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's, especially like on iOS-type folks, mm-hmm. it's not the default browser like it is on my Android phone.
No.
Now, what I love about this app is I use it on my desktop as well, because it's far superior to IE on Windows and Safari
IE?
On the Mac.
What's IE?
Yeah, it's that IE is Internet Explorer. That's the app that all Windows users use to download another browser.
Yes.
Right. So what's terrific with the Google Chrome browser, if you sign into the browser with your Google credentials, it will synchronize your bookmarks and your tabs across your devices. So you don't need an app like Scribe, because I can actually, on my phone, click New Tab and then open up any open tab on any of my other Chrome devices mm-hmm. without needing to email myself the browser or a secondary app like iOS-only Scribe.
Well, Scribe has a different convenience. And you're not going to undermine my appreciation of the tool Scribe. It's a rather transparent attempt. But having said that, I do like the Chrome browser. And in my hierarchy of browsers, it is numero uno.
Yeah.
And number two is, for me, is actually I do like using Safari for some things. Number three would be Firefox. And I don't even think in my, I only have three places in mind.
But if you have Windows, you do need IE. Again, to get another browser.
Yes. It's just craziness. It's craziness. But that's, I do love the Chrome browser, and the syncing across all of the platforms is a stroke of brilliance, and one that we figure out workarounds. For instance, putting your preferences file in Dropbox in Firefox will do the same sort of thing. So then you can have point your preferences file towards Dropbox for all of your bookmarks and all of that sort of stuff.
The Google Chrome browser does that automatically.
It does it, and I'm saying
if you sign in, right?
It's better. Yep. I'm agreeing. It's an awesome app. Take the praise.
How can you not love it?
We'll move on to Art Factora.
Okay, moving on. My next app is called Free Video Downloader Plus. And I found this, I don't remember, actually, somebody told me about it. And what it does is that any video site like YouTube or YouTube-type websites, you can download the video to your phone so you can watch it later. So if you're at work and you've got Wi-Fi and you've got a long commute home, and you know YouTube now has some people post full movies or you know funny fails. If you want to watch On the SkyTrain, 25 minutes of people falling after skiing or slipping without having to use all your data, you can now download it first at work or at home, and then you can watch the video without using data on your device.
That's now, is there any legality attached there?
That is not my concern.
Oh, interesting.
I hope. I've only been using it for a couple of weeks, and I downloaded a short video, which worked, and then a longer video, which took a little longer. But, you watch it once, and it's disposable, right? And then you get rid of it.
Okay. Free Video Downloader Plus, a long and cumbersome name, but it is basically allow you to download YouTube videos or Vimeo videos, I imagine, or pretty much any browser-based video.
Yeah, I tried it on different video sites, and YouTube worked. Yeah, all the video sites.
How many video sites did you try it on?
Three.
Which ones?
YouTube, a dirty movie site.
And
I was curious. I just wanted to know.
You were curious.
Yes.
honey, I'm just testing it out for App Thursday.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing right with it.
Just two consenting adults.
Okay, as long as that's what you downloaded.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay. Art Factora. There we go. Okay, Sean, follow that.
All right. The next app I'm going to go with is called Yesware, and it is a Gmail mm-hmm. extension. A lot of people may be familiar with apps like Boomerang, where mm-hmm. if you have emails that come in and you're sending out emails, you want to do a follow-up maybe in a week to make sure that they opened it, or you want to have a template type email written that you can just canned response for new messages. Yesware is a new, is a not so much a new one, but it is a free extension that with their basic one gives you 100 tracked emails. So when you send an email out, you can easily see when it was opened, if they clicked links, you can get reports. But the cool thing about it is it also allows team collaboration. So if you're working in a small office, you can set up your templates that all the different salespeople or all the different people in your office can use, and you can track reports across everybody. And again, with the free one, it gives you 100 tracked emails, and then they have paid plans that add additional features from that. So send later feature is also included. And the other great thing about it is it integrates with Salesforce or other CRMs.
Yeah.
So whenever you're sending an email, it'll automatically add it to that person's account.
And these email add-ons, if from a CRM perspective, are really compelling pieces of software. You mentioned Boomerang, which I love.
Yeah.
And one of the beauties of Boomerang is if an email comes into your inbox that you want to deal with later, rather than having it languish in your inbox where it's always haunting you, mm-hmm. you can actually send it out and say, you know, come back in a day, mm-hmm. and when I've got the answer. And then it kind of disappears from your inbox, but then it returns as a new email message. So it reduces the amount of clutter and the amount of stress on you. As well, if you're forwarding something to somebody with Boomerang, you say, oh, I'm going to forward this to Isaac, and it's somebody that should be done within 3 days. I can have Boomerang tell me if Isaac's responded within 3 days so that you can kind of follow up with your due diligence. Yesware, though, the thing that I liked about it when I saw it is the tracking capability of knowing who's opened it. And I think those capabilities are a lot more common in the Outlook world of being able to track opened emails and things like that than we have in the Mac or in the Gmail world.
Yeah, I'm not so much sure. I know the one thing I do like about Yesware over Boomerang, is I've been using Boomerang for a while, is that with the free version of Boomerang, you're only able to use it for 10 emails, whereas the free version of Yesware is 100. I also found the interface with Yesware a lot more friendly, and Boomerang still find a little buggy.
Okay.
So,
well, it's got to load each time. I know that for sure. But Yesware is it's a tool that I've briefly looked at. The ability to be able to tell when somebody has opened an email, so you're not busting their chops if they haven't opened it or trying to find out why they haven't opened it. That's a big bonus.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not a big Salesforce person. I use a base CRM, but you can just take the email that comes with that CRM, plop it in. So every time you send an email, it'll automatically add it to any CRM you're using. So lots of integration options, send later features, team collaboration, there's reports, what's not to love.
We have a heavy hitting list of apps this week. Rebecca.
I'm going to go a different direction and go with the game QuizUp, which I'm completely addicted to.
Your personality type is you get addicted to stuff.
To trivia games, especially.
Yes.
So there's over 300 categories, and you sign on, and it automatically just matches you with someone random who's playing somewhere else in the world. And it's not like Words with Friends where you play a game and then you wait for the person to respond. It's instant, so it takes about 1 to 2 minutes. You do a quick quiz game against a random opponent. You can rematch them, play a new person.
Can you talk trash?
There is a chat function, but I like just going on there and just being able to answer questions and beef up my score and get points and all that kind of stuff.
You like destroying people.
I like destroying people. My best category right now is U.S. states. I'm really good with U.S. states. And name that.
Well, of course you can. You can sit there with Google right next to your phone.
No, it's so quick that it's like 10 seconds each round, so there's no time to Google anything. You just got to go and you get points for answering it the quicker than your opponent.
Are you really proud of being good at U.S. states?
I am, yeah.
When I was in grade three, we used to go down to California when we were kids because my mom's sister lived there, and I kind of got into U.S. states just for fun, and I had to memorize. And then the teacher thought that put me on the spot, so she gave me a week to memorize all 50 states, and then I got up to the class like the next week, choked, went through about maybe 20, and then I was done. So I was good at it. I remember them all. I just didn't say them all.
But they have, like, movies on here, too. And there's a petition to get the Princess Bride on here,
I'm just trying to be part of the show.
Oh, the Princess Bride quiz section. By the way, have you seen the internet, the Facebook post? There's a series of photos of the cast of the Princess Bride 25 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're
all... But they have the little, like, framed photo of Andre the Giant. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They've got... Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Yeah. Art. That story.
I could have lied and said it was much better.
Can you edit
better.
This show?
No.
You're jumping, Jiminy. This is like, oh, I got a story about states. Hey, guess what, guys? I was in a U.S. state once. Okay.
I think
now yeah. I think I might have to just email myself and tell me that people love me.
Well, I've gotten
to that point.
I'm going to call an official break. We're going to come back with our final segment of this month's App Thursday.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe
you're
you.
You're listening to Dottotech,
brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We are into the stretch run of this month's App Thursday of Spectacular. Of course, the winning apps will receive a Rome Mobility package from the good folks at Rome Mobility. And we are going to Isaac Kendall, who has so far Google Authenticator, TeamViewer, Chrome Browser, and...
My last app is a very specialized little product, but it appeals to me. I use it almost daily. It's called Google App Administrator. If for those of us that use Google Apps for our mail domain, be it personal or business, it's an app on your phone that allows you to administer your whole Google Apps domain by adding users, changing their email address, deleting their account, resetting their password, and it's been a lifesaver.
So this is the apps for business,
right?
The one that you pay for.
Yes.
Yes, as opposed to just your free Google account.
Well, lucky me, I got in on board with this long before they thought about charging people for it. So yes. I actually have a free account to manage my own personal domain.
Wow.
And so my wife is sometimes will be like, I can't remember what my Google password is. So I would have to then either try to navigate the a real Google web page on my phone or find a computer. But now I can actually change her password right from an app on my phone. And it's Android or iOS.
Google App Administrator. It's not for everybody.
It's not sexy, geeks, but it's useful.
The true geeks would definitely like that. Art, you know, you started so strongly today.
Well, I've decided because it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to end my apps with a bang.
With a bang,
which is why I decided to go with Sex Life, 100 plus positions. It's an app. See what I did there? Do you see what I did there, everybody?
We got it all.
Okay.
Art, by the way, is a professional comedian. That doesn't work a lot.
It's true. I don't work a lot. Probably because...
Sex Life what? What's the name of the app?
Dash 100 plus positions. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. There's a few different buttons on it. So there's all the categories. And you can keep score, too. So you can run and you can click on the ones that you've done before. You can see how well you're doing in the world.
I have to ask, is there an Instagram feature?
There's no, of course not, Steve. Let's not get ridiculous, please. I'm trying to be serious. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Is there a FaceTime where you can talk to a professional?
No, but that app is right next to the app, that the Sex Life app. So it's not difficult to intertwine the two. So it's easy to mark off positions as you try them, easy to mark off positions as favorites, and a scoreboard.
Oh, like how much you liked each position.
Yes. So you'll remember.
So your partner doesn't give
now,
you a score.
Now, is there any social networking aspect? Can you share your opinion with others?
Well, I suppose you can talk about it on the radio, but other than that, no. There's currently no Twitter, Facebook
no check-in
functions.
Feature.
No.
So check-in is before square.
This is kind of supposed to be private.
Even Snapchat integration would be okay, I guess.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what you were thinking. Yeah, there should be some sort of, yeah. Okay. Sex Life 100 plus positions.
You wanted Valentine's Day. I just handed it to you
somehow,
on a platter.
So, see, this
on
is
a platter.
Why you've. This is an issue. This is not romantic.
What are you talking
Valentine's
about?
Valentine's Day is about romantic. It's not about humpa humpa. It's about romantic.
You should. The picture.
Flowers, chocolate, dinner, appreciation cards, nice words. Those are the hallmarks of Valentine's Day. Not. 100 plus positions.
The picture on the app.
If
icon,
men invented Valentine's Day, yes, 100 plus positions would be it.
It's a loving couple in embrace.
But it would be a holiday because no women would buy in. I'm just saying.
I was also going to go with...
Okay, let's just ask Rebecca. Rebecca, would you consider your significant other downloading 100 plus positions onto your phone as a Valentine gift to be appropriate?
No.
Well, she hesitated.
He wouldn't do that.
She was trying to figure out whether or not it would be hurting his feelings by saying so. But that's the
maybe
only
Rebecca
reason.
Maybe Rebecca would be the one downloading on his iPhone.
Would you do that?
I don't think there'd be any downloading going on Valentine's Day, really.
Yeah,
like,
really.
The iPhones should just be,
but it's pre-Valentine's
Day. Far away.
It's,
yeah.
Okay.
Do it tonight for tomorrow. Brush up.
Okay.
Brush up.
Sean.
All right, I already gave my romantic app last time on the show for a couple, so just doing another shout-out to that. I know Rebecca has pulled it up before as well, so she'll agree with me. But my app for the fourth one is called Flip, F-L-I-P-P, and it is a new app that is for doing flyers, coupon flyers, if you do couponing and such, where you can browse all the different deals that are out there, highlight deals, add them to your favorite bookmarks and whatnot, as well as you can do searching. So if you're wanting to go shopping, you want to search for, say, chicken, you can type in chicken through a search bar. It'll pull up through all the catalogs all the places that have coupons, and you can also do a discount slider. So if you only want to see the coupons that save you 20%, it'll highlight those that
I
only do that.
I like that app.
So
what
it's
a great app.
And then if you've got these different coupons, you can clip them, adds it to a special spot through all the different features that are out there, and then you can even share them. So say you want to share it with your aunt. Hey, Aunt May, I got a chicken deal that I think you'd enjoy. Might enjoy that.
Can you use the coupons all on your phone? So you just have to scan in the barcodes at the place, or do you have to get the coupons?
Well, see,
physically? These
are all going through all the different flyers for, say, your Safeway, your Targets, your everything.
But so it's getting the barcodes for them so you can use them?
Well, it's not actually coupons, because it's in their flyer. They're saying on sale right now.
Got it.
20% off. So it's pulling out all the different sales that are available. So if you're trying to go do your grocery shopping and you want to see where the best place to go is right now.
Probably if it's Save On or Safeway, you have to have their membership. But once you've got that, you get the...
Fair enough, yeah.
Like that. Flip. Okay. Yeah. Solid. See, that's even a better Valentine's Day app.
That's a great app.
Sex app. Yeah.
I love that app.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Are we down to the final one? We are. Rebecca.
Oh, there's so
much pressure.
Mine is very specific to a specific restaurant in Vancouver. So I was looking for Vancouver-specific apps, and this one's for Vancouver Craft Beer Market, which opened up in the Olympic Village. They have 100-plus beers on tap, some like 3 kilometers of tubing and piping. It's just a big mecca for beer. But you would go to this app, and instead of using Untappd, which you can use, which is the beer check-in app, you can check into their beers. And get badges and get stickers. You can see what's currently on tap. If you've had it, add your tasting notes, see what's currently on their menu. And it's just a really cool app for a specific restaurant in town.
Which is, the restaurant is called?
Vancouver Craft Beer Market.
Vancouver. So it's really Sex Life 100-plus positions, but for beer.
For beer, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can walk in there, see what they have on tap from Denmark right now, and it will tell you. They have a Carlsberg for $9.05. And then you've enjoyed 0 of 145 beers, so I would check into the beer if I had it, and it would give me a badge and let me know, and I would drink a lot of beer.
And if you drank a lot of beer and you went home...
Then you want to be safe.
And you want to be different.
Safe.
You don't want to do the same. Never mind. There's a whole other world out there, is what I'm saying.
We have reached the judging portion. So now is our traditional roundtable where we reduce the fight to the final four apps. So I am going to go cross. Sean Kennedy, would you please choose from Sir Isaac Kennel's mix of Google Authenticator, Team Viewer, Chrome Browser, or the Google App Administrator?
I mean, Google Chrome is such a standard for, I think, anybody who uses the web, or should be anyways. But I'm going to go with one that's not as broad and go with Team Viewer, because I've used it before and it is an awesome app.
It's a good app.
Yeah.
And it's well worthy. It's a worthwhile tool. The ability to be able to log on as geeks doing technical support, that is an awesome, awesome idea. Next, Sir Isaac Kendall, could you please choose from Ms. Bolowitz's mix of Caring Bridge, Be Safe, Quiz Up, or the Vancouver Craft Market Beer App?
I really want to say I want to vote for the beer app, but I'm not going to. Only because I can't have it on an Android phone, so I'm going with Be Safe.
Yeah, it's a good choice. Be Safe is an awesome choice.
It's very
Be Safe,
cool.
The check-in for not just women, but anybody who wants to come home safe. You can have people who you notify that you're walking home, and then they can follow you on a little map and see GPS where you are with a little alarm button and a bunch of other safety kind of insurance policies. Excellent.
It's an awesome app.
Rebecca, you get to choose from Arts. You get to choose. And I if I know
choose
what I would choose.
Choose all four if you have to.
I know. Now, you can be strategic, but Beeler is always very strategic in this pick. He never picks someone that he thinks might be able to beat his.
You usually veto.
So you can choose Medio, which is the...
Medio, I believe.
Medio, which is the medical FaceTime or video conferencing app. Next issue, or the classics, free video downloader plus, or sex life... /100+ positions, which is the one I think you should choose.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that.
I'm
going to go download that for John right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if she did.
You're talking to your husband, John? Not
my Beeler. Husband, John.
Yeah, not Beeler.
Hey, I don't want to give that hint to Beeler.
There's 100 of them. You can have some.
Oh, yeah, you can have
like
50.
I can use them on everybody.
Yes, you can have 50 for you, 50 for you.
Split them up.
It has to be Medio.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I got to do it.
Medio is a good app. Art, you get to choose from Sean Kennedy's Peak Calendar, Scribe, Yesware, or Flip.
I will go. Well, now will be a time for me to say I will go with Scribe Writer. I like it.
Scribe. It's not just Scribe Writer. It's Scribe.
Scribe.
It's a good choice.
Thank you.
So, our final four apps are from Sean Kennedy's Scribe, which is a little utility that allows you to clip something on your Mac or on your computer and have it instantly appear on your iPhone for clipping things through. We have from Isaac Kendall, Team Viewer, which allows you to log on to other computers, control them, which is great for doing system administration, especially support for families. We have from Rebecca Bullwitt, Be Safe, the walking around, keeping people safe app. And from Art Factora Medio, which is a app which will allow you to talk to a doctor.
Video chat
with a doctor and talk to them about issues. it's between Be Safe and Medio. I am. Oh, if I had to take a straw poll here amongst us, who would vote for Medio? Hands up. We have one, two, three. Okay. And who would vote for Be Safe?
Any other month, maybe. Not
any
month.
Other month.
All right. The winner is Medio.
Medio.
Medio wins this month. Art Factor with a really solid. You bring Be Safe into the App of the Year contest. Okay. It's going to be a contender for App of the Year. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't win this month because Medio, we got to find out if this is some sort of scam, some sort of crazy thing, or something that's real. We got to find out what's going on with that. And Art, you're going to
book can't
that.
Take away the win, even if it's a scam.
No, it's still your win. You get the win.
All right. That's
you
all I care about.
You get the win, but I'm telling you, you pushed the boundaries. You pushed the boundaries. I'm putting you on notice. I'm putting you on notice right now.
For what?
Well, attitude.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No, it, really? The reason you're on notice is that lame story about how many states you can
why
name.
Why do you have to ruin my win?
Well, because you practically ruined the show.
No, don't be silly.
Well, you caused the show a moderate amount of damage. You've got to give me that.
Shows have to be ebbs and flows, and that perhaps maybe was an ebb.
They don't have to be massive sinkholes.
It was a small.
You thought it was. You know what
tarnish.
It was. I know exactly what happened to you. You got caught up in the moment. You thought you remembered this was a good story from your past. You started down the path of telling the story, and you realized partway through it, as we realized, that it was going nowhere. But now you couldn't get out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And I came back with 100 positions plus.
No, no, that 100+ positions isn't the plus.
No, I'm blending those two.
I need to thank Sean Kennedy. Thanks a lot, Sean. And maybe better luck next time.
Yeah,
Isaac Kendall. Good effort, sir. Rebecca. Oh, so close, but thanks for coming in. And this week's champion, this month's champion, Mr. Art Factora. Yes, sir. And we will be back in another month with more of the App Thursday. We'll be back next week with more of Dottotech. Remember, come see me out in White Rock doing a Friday That Happened Away to the Forum or at the Vancouver Internet Marketing, the Internet Marketing Mastermind on February 17th. I'm Steve Dotto. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time right here on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.